Hi mamas, I'm so excited to be back on this journey of motherhood. I'm a mama of two beautiful girls, a three-year-old and a one-year-old, Gianna and Savannah, and I'm back with the relaunch of this podcast, which includes spiritual awakening, motherhood, postpartum depression talk, and guest interviews that will captivate you, motivate you, and let you know that you have a life purpose here. So please stay tuned for every weekly episode at 11:11 a.m. or p.m. Fridays or Wednesdays. You can check out the Instagram at Hello Gorgeous Mama to find out the latest information when the next podcast will be posted. Hi, beautiful souls. This is episode 21, New Year Awakening Goals. I hope you enjoy this episode because this is where the new year 2021 is going to be leading for me. And I hope that you continue to follow me on the spiritual motherhood crazy journey and take a listen. Hi, beautiful friends, beautiful souls. I am beginning this podcast on New Year's Eve, so when you will be listening to this, well, I'm recording it like at midnight, like the day of the beginning of it, and you'll be hearing it probably later in more towards the afternoon. So I wanted to get on here because I have been feeling, and excuse me if I jump a lot this episode because there are so many things that are just going on. And with New Year's Eve, we typically do New Year's resolutions, and I thought it'd be important to talk about. I wanted to kind of express that, you know, that I heard somebody the other day talking about, it was a psychologist, and she said, you know, maybe people shouldn't set New Year's resolutions because they might just become disappointed and have letdowns if they have too many goals. And I don't know if I agree with that wholeheartedly, because I think that it is important to set goals and set your dreams and keep going. Because if you think from the time that we are little, we always tell our kids, like, you're not going to tell your kids, oh no, you can't do that unless it's a dangerous or safety thing. But if they say they want to be a doctor or astronaut or a scientist, you usually, as a parent, most parents will say you can be anything you want to be. And I always add, as long as you work hard at it and you keep going, and if you don't succeed the first time, or if you don't get it the first time, you keep trying, you get back on the horse, you get back on the bike if you fall down. And I always asked Gianna, my oldest, I said, what do you do when you fall down? You get back up, I tell her. So it's the same kind of concept, but I think as we grow and we get older, all these things that come into play, all these obstacles, all these challenges and limiting beliefs and people and society, we let that boggle us down, all the way down to making us feel like we're so small, but not small in the way that our light sparks up. Small in the way that makes you feel like you can't do it. That you are shrunken down to a size where your feelings, your emotions, your dreams don't matter no more. And if you topple that with being a mother, we have children, and then we think, as a father too, we have children, and we start to think that our dreams don't matter, because now it's selfish that if we pursue our dreams and we don't focus on our children's dreams only, then we are being selfish. And that is not the case. It is self-care, it is self-love, it is self-respect to give to yourself. When you show your kids that you are achieving your dreams, you're showing them they can also in turn be and do anything that they set their mind to, that they work hard at, that if you don't make it the first time, you keep going, you don't give up. That translates to your child. And I'm no doctor, I don't have no psychology degree or anything like that. This is just my life experiences, and I've had a lot of life experiences, most of them, if you've been listening to my podcast, have been suppressed for 27 years. And it took me 27 years to finally encompass who I truly am and to believe that I am worthy of all of these things. I fall down sometimes and I cry and I get emotional, and I even lately have been experiencing anger from trapped emotions as a child. So I have to stop and pause in those moments and think to myself, what is triggering this emotion? What is triggering this anger? Because it's surely not my kids. My girls, yes, they might not listen, or they push my buttons, or, you know, I asked Gianna a bunch of different times to stop doing something. She keeps doing it because she's a toddler, so she's 3.5 years old. She's gonna push those boundaries. That's where she's at in her stage of life. And me, she's reflecting back to me what I had experienced. A lot of times our parents reflect what has happened to them, and it triggers them to react a certain way. Because remember, we are all responsible for our own feelings and our own how we respond to things. Yes, people can make us feel sad by their words, but us being sad, that's what we're letting them do to us. We can choose to hear their words, but not really take them in and maybe feel that emotion like, wow, that was really hurtful. But you know what? I'm going to let it go because that's really what you're projecting onto me, and that's not something I want to take on. So if we did more of that, then we wouldn't take on all these emotions. And I'm empathic, so I'm discovering that I do take on a lot of people's emotions. And that's why some people that don't realize they're empaths, an empath is a person that can feel like it. For example, if you walk into a room and all of a sudden you feel all this negative energy, look around and see where those vibes are coming from. But if all of a sudden you walk into a different room and you feel this positive vibration, this light vibrating, look around those people. Everybody is giving off different energies, and the energy that you're taking is a lot of an empath. Or if you're watching a movie and you feel there's sadness and it just gets to your core and you start crying, empathic. And even as an empath, you have to protect yourself and protect your energy because you can take on a lot of those emotions. My daughter is also very empathic, my oldest. And my youngest, I'm still, you know, she's still developing her personality and everything, but she also can feel those vibrations. People from the time that they're in the womb can feel those emotions and those anxieties and those things. But feeling them and releasing them and letting them go are different things. So you feel them, you hold on to them, those emotions just manifest. They keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Until you start, your body gets affected, you start getting more migraines, you start getting backaches, you start getting all these different physical aches and physical things that manifest into something like diseases even. There has been studies where people, for reference, if you look up the book Emotion Code, and then also you can type in E-motion into Amazon Prime, you will learn more about that and about trapped emotions. And I'm still learning a lot of these things, but everything kind of coordinates and goes with each other. Now, all of us, I've been saying, as a collective whole, have been experiencing this major trauma with us of this coronavirus and pandemic and staying at home and all the effects that are playing into depression and suicidal thoughts and suicide ideation and anxiety. And also, on the flip side, people are realizing their true potential. They're realizing they have a voice. They're realizing if their jobs or their bosses or their career supports them, and if they really are there for them. And also in their family and their friends and their circles, who's really there for them and who's not so there for them. So it is an awakening moment, and I've talked about this, an awakening moment that we are all realizing. So again, circling back to when we grow, we have all this potential in us and this spark when we're young, and we want to do all of these things. And you know, nobody knows that when they climb into the rock climbing at the playground, that they could get hurt until their mom or their dad says, be careful, don't go too far, don't go that way because you're going to get hurt. Now, it's not to say, oh, let your kid do whatever, but I'm just painting a picture of, as you grow, you know, you don't really know what is on the flip side until someone tells you otherwise or you experience it yourself. So if we tap into that inner child that wanted to be the astronaut, the doctor, the scientist, or, you know, a dinosaur, and we allow ourselves to encompass that and evolve into being who we are always been meant to be, then, you know, that spark lights up again. And as a parent, as a mom, as a woman, as anything that has been set back for you, that has made you feel like your, you know, your color, your race, your culture, whatever has someone told you, has told you no, that you can't do something. Remember, sometimes it takes 100 no's to get the yes, and you just have to kind of figure out that way for yourself. Because if there was a cookie cutter way of everybody could live this happy life, and there was a, you know, if you take this plus this, it will equal this, then everybody would follow that. Same thing with parenting. If there was a parenting book, everybody would try to follow that. But there's not, because you are all on an individual journey. You all have a life purpose. You all have a spirit team, though. Hone in on that spirit team and let that spirit team come and help you, because that's what they're there for. There's a spirit team in heaven and there's a spirit team on earth. Okay? And whatever, you know, there's only one God known as multiple different names, but there are abundance of angels, guardian angels, and spirit team, and they're all, yes, guardian angels, different angels, archangels, spirit team. Look all of those definitions up, because there's a whole different meanings. But they're all working for you, not against you. And it's of highest good and love and light. And I know that there are some people that kind of look at it weird of me transitioning into this phase, because they're like, what is probably with me now? And like, how is Brittany thinks she's all... No. It's nothing that's new. It's just now I'm finally being who I've always meant to be. And I've known since I was little that I can sense spirit and I can feel the energies and everything around me. And I've always, my parents have always been very open to spiritual abilities and things of that nature. And I've always kept my faith in the same token of everything. But as of a couple years ago, when I started on this journey to finally let go of all these trapped emotions and suppressed memories and things, it started opening. I wouldn't call it Pandora's box, but maybe it felt like that back then. Is now it's like finally being this rising phoenix that I've always been meant to be. I had to pretty much be put in the ashes and burned in the fire and feel all the scars and uncover all of this mess and all of this ash and soot that was all over me, to just be reborn and rebirthed into this phoenix that was always there, but buried under that soot, buried under those ashes. And now it's just like a lotus flower that just opens up, and like, it just brings me joy to even talk about it now, because I feel like I can finally be myself. I am tired of muting myself. I'm tired of feeling like in the room, if people talk louder than me, I have to silence myself. I have to mute myself. Their story is more important than mine. No, everyone has a story. Everyone has a journey. And sometimes people are meant to be in your life for a period of time to teach you a lesson, whether it is good or bad, or right or wrong. There are people in your life to teach you those things for a time, and then you go into the next phase. And as you keep going into the next phase and you allow yourself to go into the next phase, you start ascending and going into your highest self, highest good, with radiation of positivity and radiating that light, and you'll attract more of that light. The negative energy, the people that don't get you, will slowly fall away. But you have to open yourself up to receiving that. And you can simply just say, I am open to receiving love and light. I am worthy of receiving love and light. I am worthy of living in a life of abundance. And abundance doesn't just mean money. Abundance of love. Abundance of flow of beautiful uniqueness. Of being able to be myself. Being able to speak my truth. To stop feeling like I don't have a story to tell, or that my story doesn't matter. All those limiting beliefs are things that you picked up along the way somewhere, that someone made you feel doubtful, or you made yourself feel doubtful because maybe a situation didn't go your way. But you know what? Again, you're on a journey. You picked this kind of journey. And some people say, well, why would I pick to go through hurt? Why would I pick to experience death? Why would I pick to experience this? That is part of all the human experience of you experiencing these different things. There's a lesson, and your lessons are in with other people's lessons as well. So everything comes together and coordinates like cords all over. Just imagine a spider web, and all the little webs go everywhere. Everything is connected in a way. You open your mind to it, and the universe, it just blows your mind. There's so much things I could dive into, and I know this podcast is probably not what you signed up for. You probably thought, oh, I'm gonna hear about motherhood, and yes, and that is very much what's part of this, because being a mother is protecting your children and making sure that they have everything that life has to offer them. And to do that, you have to make sure that your heart, your soul, is continuing on this path to find the joy that you deserve. That translates. Break the cycles, break the barriers, break the generational traumas that have happened. That is where you step in, and this is a better time than any in this lifetime to do that. If you've been feeling this tug on your heart and feeling like you're called to do something other than what you're doing now, chances are you've been pushing your intuition away. You've been pushing all those nudging feelings, but you know that you have a deeper, bigger purpose, and you're meant to do more. And if you have children, you're meant to show them that path, to pave that pathway for them. And I said a quote on my Instagram. I said, you know, I don't think that I believe that people really change, because I feel like, is it a question really that those people are changing? Because I feel like you stay the same at your core. Maybe it's not a question of whether that person changed or if they're finally being who they've always meant to be. Let that stick for a little bit. Is it really you changing? Like when you see someone and they're just radiating happiness, oh, they changed, they're not the same, they're not my circle. Is it really that they're changing, or you're seeing their glow that they've always had? But maybe they just never let it go, let it out. They never let it show. And now finally they're like, you know what? I deserve to let it show. And you can either be happy for them, or that envy, that jealousy, all those negative, that competition type of emotions come up. And that's natural. That is, you know, humans feel different emotions. It's just part of it. I get sometimes in this competition mode where like, oh, I gotta post, or I gotta do this, or I gotta see this, or what if I'm not doing this, then it's gonna equal this, or someone, what if I don't get this many likes, or what if people aren't paying attention, or what if what I'm saying isn't ready? I get those too. And I stop myself and I say, you know what? That one person that needs to hear that today, I'm gonna post it for them. Or, you know what, that one person that really is struggling today, maybe this will get them going again. You just never know. And also, mainly, do it for myself, because it is good to let out what I feel and to help spread kindness and joy and excitement during a pandemic. I mean, I still get in shock that I'm even living through a pandemic right now, because I think it still hasn't really fully hit me. I do all the basics and practice common sense, and I make sure that my girls are safe. And, you know, I've been on this COVID leave for the last couple months because I don't have the child care available. So all those things are impacting me too. And I try to work full time from home and watch the girls, and it was really hard. So that's why I did the COVID leave. And I'm going to be going back this new year, and I am anxiety fearful of Monday. But you know what? And then I stop and think, and I say, you know what? This is only temporary. This is a stepping stone. Corporate job, yes, I make good money, yes, I have good benefits, but it's not all about that. I don't want to live my life feeling like, when, who knows when my last day will be. I don't know that. I'm not psychic. I am intuitive and an empath, and I get intuitive messages, but sometimes there are things that you're not always supposed to know everything, because it's part of the human experience, it's part of the journey. So when you try to cheat everything, you're cheating yourself of that lesson. But I say this to say that, you know, I know that it is temporary. I feel in my core, I feel in my bones, because I know that the corporate job is not for me. I've always known that since I started there, that creativity is me. Government and all that, and county work is not something that calls me. I love that I'm able to help millions of people, and I love that I can contribute to those messages of helping people, and that's where I get the satisfaction. But not all of my bosses are compassionate or care about my well-being or care about my health or care about my family or anything like that. Just get the job done. And that's not the type of person that I want to work for. I am meant to help other people experience a life that they know that they have always been meant to live. That's where my calling is. So if I have to do a stepping stone to get there, to save up, to do what I gotta to do the training, to do the mentorships, to go with, you know, spiritual mediums, spiritual coaching, intuitive coaches, and use this stepping stone, I will do that. Because you need to sometimes, like, there are people in my current job that I need to be around right now to meet, and there's people that, you know, might be teaching me lessons. There's always a reason for everything. And I know, like, I always believe that ever since I was, like, in high school, there was a reason for everything. And when my cousin passed, I remember being angry because I didn't understand the concept then. I was angry at God, and I just shunned away from everything that was positive. I hated Christmas. You know, that's what I celebrate here, and I know some people are recently celebrating Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all the different religions, and happy merry holidays to you. I really do wish you beautiful, blessed holidays with those that you can celebrate with safely. But I remember hating Christmas, and it used to be my favorite, and I just, you know, was so angry. And then now I see the bigger picture. I see things in that some people were meant to go when they're meant to go. Even recently, in this last year and a half, I've lost three people, two of my grandfathers and one of my uncles, and also three pets. You know, two were my dad's dogs, and one was my dog that I had since she was a puppy, and I have her sister staying with us right now. So it's really hard when you get up in the morning to get, you know, in the middle of the night, I should say, at 2 o'clock to get milk, and you expect your dog Coco laying right there, and she's not. And I know she's very much around me. I feel her presence, and I actually saw from my peripheral vision her pass by at my parents' home when I went to just do like a high bye kind of thing, because, you know, social distancing still. So that's was hard to see her in my peripheral for a second. And then the other day I was sleeping, and I saw my soul sister, and when I was feeding my daughter, and I just like real glimpse of her real quick, and that was really strong for me, and it just brought me to tears, you know. So they're very much around, and like I said, the more you open yourself up, I've been dreaming a lot more, and I know you always have dreams, but remembering them is a whole different thing. And I never remembered my dreams before, and now I do, and they've been very like messages in them. Another thing that's been happening for me is I wear a lot of crystals, and I just seeing their properties and what exactly how it helps, and learning about chakras and how even eating different foods affects different chakras of your crown, but all the which is from your head all the way down to your toes. So they're different. I'm telling you, look one thing at a time. But first I would say read into maybe the emotion code. The best is just to check out the movie first on Amazon Prime. It's a documentary called E-Emotion. And then from there, maybe look at crown chakras on Pinterest, just so you can get like a quick glimpse and how you can eat different foods, because even, you know, different foods affect your body and your mood. In the documentary, they say one of the, I forget his name, but he quotes, foods affect moods. So it's very simple, but it's like we don't always do that. So I'm going to try to get rid of my mozzarella sticks and my taquitos. And oh my God, my chocolate brownies. And no, I'm not pregnant. It's just, and that's another thing I've been disappointed is I kind of wanted to have our third baby by the end of this year, and we've been trying, but it just hasn't happened. So I was a little disappointed, but you know what, I had to take my own advice, because I read a girl and I felt like I didn't get the angel card reading that I did for her. It wasn't a no, it just wasn't not this time. And I shared with her a story that one of my coworkers had shared with me from a blog that she found. And it basically, when I was trying with my firstborn, Gianna, for a while, and it wasn't happening right away, the blog, the girl wrote about how she kept trying and trying, and she told her sister, like, I don't know what it is, like, you know, and getting sad and disappointed. And the sister said, you know what, if your baby comes any day earlier than they're supposed to, then they will not meet the right people that they're supposed to meet. They won't be in the right time frame that they're supposed to be. Your baby is meant to come when they're meant to come. Now a quick break to hear a word about our sponsor. Okay, so I want to read what I had wrote for a magazine, and I don't think it's submitted in time, so I'm going to read it here. But this is talking about what I started with is the New Year's resolutions and how I don't necessarily think that, oh, well, we have to put like all these, like, I don't know, if you don't feel like doing a vision board, basically don't do a vision board. But if you feel it, then do it. But don't go into 2021 thinking, oh, 2020 sucked and all these things, so I'm just not going to even try for 2021. Like, I mean, if you felt like 2020 sucked, like most people felt it at one moment or another, then you have a pretty low bar for 2021 is going to be high. So there's not much competing with 2020 is what I'm trying to say. So let me read this. As we put away the newly unwrapped gifts, throw out the Christmas tree, and wrap all of the sentimental ornaments hung with care weeks ago, we start to think about the new year and what it will bring, usually. A year ago, many of us believed in 2020 vision and how we would be awakened to new possibilities. We didn't think we would collectively live through a pandemic, a chaotic election, and social change to bring unity in the biggest way. We didn't think we'd walk around with masks like it was the norm. We didn't think we'd have to stand 6 feet apart from hugging family members while mourning a loved one. We didn't think we would have to worry about giving birth during a pandemic or if it was safe to go to the grocery store. We didn't think we'd stay in hotels to stay in self-quarantine as an essential worker to protect our loved ones. There were a lot of things that would change, and sometimes we couldn't fathom what higher purpose that was all for. As we prepare for a new year, many of us may wonder how things will be different. Many of us may not feel motivated to create another vision board with fear of the dream being trampled. The fear of the unknown can hit hard and can be a beast in itself, especially if we let it take on the life of its own. When we stop and realize that we have control over our actions and our response to situations, then we can begin to manifest our dreams. Things may be happening around us, but it's not always to us. So I challenge you to think outside of your traditional New Year's resolutions and call it a New Year awakening. To give you some hope, know that 2020 happened the way it was meant to happen. For those who have lost loved ones, my deepest sympathies, and I want you to know that what you do next can honor those who have passed. Every single person here has a life path and a soul purpose. The loved ones who passed have fulfilled their purpose and may still be guiding you on the other side. We all have a spirit team on the other side helping us discover our life purpose for the greater good. 2020 was just that, 2020 vision, and it helped put everything under a microscope. The year helped us awaken to change, possibilities, our truth, and our divine life purpose. Here are my top 5 New Year awakenings and a quick reason as to why. Number 1, family time, always a priority. Always on my list pre-pandemic and always will be. Whether you're blood family or you created a family, it's so important to have time with those you trust and love. If outside your household, then try to create a virtual coffee date, physical distance, small gathering. Why? When you connect with those who love and understand where your heart is, then you have your own cheer team that can help you move towards success together. Number 2. Spend daily time in rest mode. We have been given a huge pause button. Many of us said, if only we had more time. Take it from someone who has lost 3 loved ones in less than a year and a half. You'll be mad at yourself for not taking the time when you had it. This pandemic gave us that more time to do a lot of things, but the biggest would be rest and time in whatever way possible with those we love. Why? Rest is essential, and really, I'll rest when I'm dead thing is just ridiculous. Rest now, meditate, journal, and be in nature. These are all things to help your mind be relaxed and be able to fully digest what your intuition, your highest self, and spirit team is trying to guide you on. Number 3, boundaries. Set them and know how to say no when you mean it. Why? We have to be able to put up boundaries and know that even faith-based or spiritual people need to have clear boundaries to be able to live in their full potential. Number 4, pay it forward at every chance. The best way to fill your cup up is to fill another cup up. Don't ask questions, don't boast. Just see the opportunities staring you back and lend a hand when you can. Why? Kindness is contagious. Set out to do good at every opportunity. When you're reminding yourself that it's not about you, it's about the one in need, then it allows a moment to check yourself into not doing the deed for self-fulfillment, but because it's the right thing to do. What can be a better New Year awakening moment than that? Number 5, continue to grow through mind, body, and soul. As we continue to awaken to our purpose here and set intentional goals for our best life, it doesn't just become a resolution for the year, but a huge awakening for our whole existence. We have so much waiting for us to unleash. Why? Sorry, I'm getting the chills right now. Stop. Okay. Why? Because connecting mind, body, and soul is not just a phrase. It's a way of living as your best self. Mindset is powerful. The body is your temple. And your soul is every essence and fiber of who you are. Combine all three and you can use this powerful internal weapon to bring about kindness and light to all. How will you shape 2021 to be the year you start a revolution for positive change in your life? So I hope that resonates with you, and I also want to read one more thing because I honestly was so surprised by the response. I don't know if a lot of you have it, but for me, I have the Nextdoor app and it's still ongoing from when I posted. I titled it Ending the Year on a Good Note, This Is For You, and from the city in our area, we got a Home for the Holidays honorable mention for our house because we try to do handcrafted decorations and just bring the spirit alive, not only in our community, but really mainly for my girls. I wanted them to continue to light up their eyes and their faces even during staying home. So we try to, you know, make it as festive, put lights all over the grass, and I made it, finally made a choo-choo train because I wanted to last year and I didn't, so this year I set out to do it. All things from mostly the dollar store, and got some crates for cheap on OfferUp, and we found, like, at Lowe's a huge discounted Santa mailbox, so just making it as festive as possible. But, you know, it was cool to get this honorable mention, but I didn't want it to just be about like this light contest. It was so much more than that this year. It was so much about bringing kindness and joy to people's eyes, and just, you know, we got our Christmas tree earlier than usual from Costco for $35. It died faster, but it still lit up our home inside because it made it feel like Christmas earlier. Watching Hallmark movies, just anything to bring us joy, making cookies and gingerbread house, and just trying to do all those things. Well, anyways, in the Nextdoor app, I posted, and this was, let me see, I originally posted December 22nd, and it's still going at 214 neighbors that liked it, and almost 80 comments, at 79 comments. And I've been trying to reply to every single person because I want them to feel heard, I want them to feel mattered, but I just wanted to share it here of what I said. So again, I titled it, Ending the Year on a Good Note, This Is For You. This is for the one who thinks they can't take anymore. This is for the person who has felt heaviness more than ever in the last weeks. This is for the mom who's crying because she's overwhelmed. This is for the essential workers who's been away from their family. This is for the vulnerable. This is for the one who lost their job or business. This is for the one who's lost too many people and pets this year. This is for those who were tested in marriage. This is for the children who couldn't play with their friends. This is for the graduates who graduated virtually. This is for the college students who couldn't experience dorm life. This is for the first responders. This is for the dad working two jobs in a pandemic because they need to. This is for the COVID patient not knowing if they'll survive the ventilator one more day. This is for you. You have a right to feel what you feel. You are not alone. You are loved, strong, and may you be lifted to be carried by the footprints in the sand when you need help getting through the hard times. We are all on a journey, and it may not seem like it now, but we will get through this, and some tough lessons will be present and lost. This is for you to know you are being prayed for and to dedicate the spirit of lights to you. And I had people here, like this person, I'm considering their names out of respect and courtesy for their privacy. But this person says, "Wow, this is a beautiful post in all caps. I'm sitting here crying with joy and overwhelm. I feel your positive spirit. Thank you for sharing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to your family. I hope that you stay safe and healthy, sending you good vibes and many blessings." Another person, "You brought me to tears. Brittany, thank you so much for this absolutely beautiful. God bless you and Merry Christmas." "Wow, what an inspirational message of hope. Thank you for all the effort and love it took to put this all together. May you feel God's richest blessings this coming year. Thank you and Merry Christmas." And then someone shared, "Encouragement for you all. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Psalm 27:13-14. And I'm trying to find one more. This person, "Thank you so much for this. I cried almost immediately. These are words I needed to read and to feel. I am a mom who's overwhelmed. I'm a former student trying to get back to school in the midst of this madness. Thank you for the kindness and positivity. I hope you and your loved ones have an amazing Christmas. Prayer helps and God listens. He got me through two brain surgeries this year. May the Lord give us strength, peace, and comfort, and no more COVID in 2021. So, I mean, to me, it was, again, if I touched one person's life, and all these people, these 80 comments, and 214 neighbors reacting to it. I don't think I can really put into words how it made me feel and how it brought me such joy to know that this helped so many people. And words can matter, and they do matter. And if someone just took a small gesture, a small act of kindness, there's no act that is too small. So, I mean, people can do so much. And the last one I'll share is, I had a private message. This person said, "Thank you so very much for your 'This is for you' message. I don't want to post this on the main forum because I post way too much, but I wanted you to thank you and to ask God to bless you, your kids, and anyone else in your family. I celebrated my blank birthday, and being on the other side of 40, it was uplifting for me to read the most heart-touching words you spoke to the many people who are feeling desperation on so many levels. The younger adults who are like you will be great at carrying on with good virtues and principles with which you raise your children. That makes older people like me feel good about the younger growing families who do have Jesus and the one who sent him at the center of their lives on this planet. You touched my heart. Words do matter. have a very Merry Christmas. And I mean, it just, like, again, I'm just blown away by the response. And that's what I want to do. That is what brings me pure joy and love and guidance, is to help so many people. And I hope that you continue to follow me on this journey. I will try to bring in more of my motherhood experiences, because I know that's what a lot of people first sign up for. But even my Facebook run group, Hello Gorgeous Mama, is turning more into Hello Gorgeous Soul Mama, S-O-U-L, because it's the identity and the, you know, finding your soul purpose in life that ignites that spark and that pure joy and happiness that comes. Because the thing is, people are always searching for happiness in the way that, like, oh, if I have more money, I'll be happy, or if I have this, I'll be happy, or if I have a new home, I'll be happy, or even a new job, a new career, or new bosses, I'll be happy. And it's not that. It's that joy and that happiness is inside of you, and you radiate that. But you can turn that into that spark of what is going to continue to give to others and give kindness to other people as well. And for me, that's helping other people find their soul purpose in life, because I know that's my purpose in life, is to really just bring my stories to life, bring what I've experienced, and to help heal those inner trauma memories, or postpartum depression, anxiety. Even people don't think that they can get post-traumatic stress disorder from childbirth, but that can happen. And even from your traumas of childhood, you know, just different things, there's different levels, and sometimes we suppress all those trapped emotions and memories that sometimes we think we're fine with something too, and we go, oh, you know, like, I forgave that person a long time ago, or, oh, you know, I'm not even mad about that, you know. But sometimes your emotions are masked with other emotions. So, like, maybe you always get sad or triggered by something and you don't know why, but it really isn't sadness. It could be anger, but the sadness is masking anger. And that was for me. The sadness was there, and sometimes even, like, I think as a coping mechanism, I was very independent as a child to, you know, make sure that if I was in my little corner, if I watched my favorite movie and focused on certain things, then I could block out the other stuff that was happening, you know, to me. And by doing that, I was in survival mode, you know. And then now it's like I'm finally able to be a warrior and stand up for the inner child that didn't get stood up for back then. So I'm tackling a lot of things at once right now, so it's a lot to take in. So I even say probably listen to this episode again and try to, like, take in every word that I'm saying and apply the principles slowly and work with a mentor, a coach, not saying necessarily myself, because I'm still, in the beginning journey and learning phase of all this, but I just want to be honest and share where I'm at right now. And I'm excited to continue to share my experiences and my stories. And I think last episode I was talking about manifestation as well, and then also a little bit about my anger coming up. And I noticed that, you know, we just had our last full moon in 2020, and things have been dying down for me, because now we're going to go into what they're saying is a planet of Aquarius, I think, or something like that. But everything's going to start to settle down a little bit, and I'm just really excited. Look up the full moon, meaning in a spiritual sense, the more you type in spiritual awakening and soul growth and life purpose and things of those nature and chakra, like-minded things will populate and come up, especially on Pinterest. And, you know, there's all the back-end stuff that aggregators do to the search engine optimization and all that stuff that happens behind the scenes. So that's why sometimes on Facebook you might see ads for things that you were recently talking about. So there's not coincidences. Even in life, a lot of people think everything is connected. Just know to use my last piece of advice here is this, is start listening more to your heart than to your mind. Just be smart and common sense about things, but check in with your heart too and say, what is my heart telling me? What does my heart feel? What is, and that connects with your intuition, okay? And that's all about the chakras too, going from your head to your toe. Everything's connecting, all this energy that's inside of you. And see when you start to tap into those and meditate. And you can even do grounding work. So basically you close your eyes and you work on with your senses. And what do I hear? Three things I hear. Open your eyes, three things you see. And then three things you feel. And then lastly, put your hands on your lap and just kind of ground yourself. Okay, grounding techniques. Or put your feet in the sand, put your feet in the dirt, nature walks. And take off your shoes and your socks and just put your feet in the grass and see how good that feels. Probably sounds like all crazy stuff maybe to someone that is totally not open to this yet and is a skeptic and is like, what the hell is Brittany talking about? But just listen a little bit and you'll start to notice a little bit of change going on. Lastly, I just want to share the angel card reading for tonight. So I'm going to end this episode with what the angel cards have to reveal for whoever needs to hear this. So you're going to hear probably me shuffling. Ask for the highest good of love and light from these angel cards that always give me messages of positivity. What does the collective whole need to hear today? Ooh, that one stuck out. Okay. This one says, Ten of Thought. A situation that's been troubling you has come to an end and can breathe a sigh of relief. With the challenging times behind you, you can now move on. It's important to fully let go at this juncture. Someone in your life may now finally be free of his or her addictions or codependency issues. Okay, and then I always like to read the full one. So, let me go to it 1 second here. Your difficulties are now over. The challenging times move into the past so that you can focus on what's next. This card often comes with a sense of relief and may even have been expected for some time. This is a card of quick goodbyes mixed with the joy of finally getting to move on. If you're carrying any baggage from the past, now is the time to hand it over to your angels. So what have we been talking about? Trapped emotions, things that you need to release and let go. Remembering the past as worse than it was, getting free of an addiction or codependent relationship, learning to laugh at your problems. Those are some of the additional meanings of this card. So I feel like this, of course, has a lot to do with the pandemic and COVID-19, and just maybe a lot of fear of even your workplace or things that have been holding you back, even a person that can be holding you back. So, depending on who is listening, that's what this card is, and you know if it resonates with you or not. So, to that, I say good night and good blessings, and sending you love and abundance and love and light in all forms, especially for this new year of 2021. It is going to be a good year. Yes, there's going to be some times, and just you're on this journey. There's no getting off of it, and take it day by day if you have to, because it might be a process, but it is going to be well worth it. So, good night right now for me, but good probably almost afternoon for you when you hear this. So, have a good day and live intentionally, my friends. If you or someone you know is suicidal, please get help immediately and call 911. You can also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Or text the crisis hotline at 741-741. Please do not wait. Do not be afraid to ask about suicidal thoughts. Never take warning signs lightly or promise to keep them secret. Suicide is preventable. For further information on risk factors, warning signs, what to do, and reminders for parents as well, please visit the National Association of School Psychologists. Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship, as well as mom life and postpartum, and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.